This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air, Linda Cohen along with you. Well, many of us have heard of the high-profile humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders, made up of doctors and nurses who volunteer to provide urgent medical care to victims of war and disasters in countries throughout the world. But less well-known are the homegrown medical humanitarian efforts taking place right here in central New York. And here to tell us all about it is Lori Ruprecht, a pediatric registered nurse with the Center for Development, Behavior, and Genetics at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Lori. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So I understand you're organizing a medical mission to Ghana, of all places. Tell us about it.
Okay. I've been to Ghana myself 3 times on medical missions. The first 2 times I went on individual missions. The third time I decided to take a group with me, and we had a 13-volunteer team that went to Ghana and went out to the remote villages and set up temporary medical stations. And basically we were there for 2 weeks, and we served 1,470 people
wow.
in those villages.
That was the last time when you went with the group.
Correct, yes.
What prompted you to decide to, even the first time, to go to Ghana or to even go to do this kind of work? What was the motivating factor?
You know, it's something that I just always have wanted to do. As a child, watching TV and seeing the children from Africa, you know, the starving children from Africa, I said, one day I'm going to go there and help them. And so a couple of years ago, 2010, my children were older, and I decided, I'm getting older. If I'm going to do this, I better do it. So I researched. I found an organization in Ghana to partner with, and started doing the trips. I went the first time, fell in love with the country, fell in love with the people. And then I wanted to share it with others, so I organized a group.
So just to get this clear, the first 2 times you went as a nurse.
Correct.
And you did some of the same things? You set up medical stations in remote places?
No. That was the very first project of its kind that
this third time that you went?
Yes. Okay. The first time I went with another LPN, and we worked in a rural medical clinic. And we did a lot of mother-child outreach kind of things. The second time I went by myself, and I went to an orphanage and worked in an orphanage for 2 weeks.
Why did you choose Ghana?
I chose Ghana because, for a couple of reasons, because it's generally a safe country. It's a democratic country. It's peaceful. But they also have a lot of needs. There's a lot of poverty, and there's also a lot of potential in that country to better themselves. So
you founded an organization. Tell us about that. The ASAP.
Yes, it's American Serving Abroad Project. That's the name of my groups that I am bringing to Ghana. And I partner with another organization based right in Ghana called El Ghana. And that is run by Native Ghanaians, which is important because to partner with an organization directly in the country, they know exactly what the communities need. So they actually arrange for the projects, arrange for the transportation, the accommodations, all of that for us. And I make the arrangements on this end with flights and transportation to the country and preparing the people to go, that type of thing.
So tell us a little bit more about your last trip. You just said you were there with a group. How big a group of people did you bring?
There was 13 of us. Several of them were nurses here at Upstate. There was one medical student and a couple other people who just had a desire to go and help others less fortunate. And
you were there for 2 weeks.
We were there for
2 weeks.
And
you saw almost 1,500 people?
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
So we averaged, and we didn't go to villages every day. We also did other things like some sightseeing, cultural kind of things. So actually, when we were working, we averaged 250 people a day that we saw and treated.
Wow. 13 people. Yeah. That's really amazing. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen. I'm here with Lori Ruprecht. She's a pediatric registered nurse, and we're talking about actually her past humanitarian mission to Ghana and an upcoming one. So you're trying to organize another group such as that.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
So the next trip,
what's the mission for this new?
It's going to be the same model. It's going to be a mobile medical mission. Again, we'll be going out to remote villages, different ones this time. And I'm hoping to recruit some additional professionals like a physician or a nurse practitioner, an audiologist, ophthalmologist, dentist or dental hygienist to go with us, as well as anyone else who has a desire to go.
So you needn't necessarily be trained in medical care.
You don't need any kind of special skills to go, just the desire. We're going to have a lot of different roles. One of the new goals that we're going to have is to also sign people up for the National Health Insurance Plan.
You mean in Ghana?
Yes.
Help people become registered.
Yes, while we're in the villages, because a lot of them aren't registered.
So besides basic health care, you also sounds like you were doing mother-infant or mother-child work in some way?
That's an interest of mine. I focused on that the first time I went to Ghana, and I was fortunate at that time they were doing the mass polio vaccination campaign, so we went around to villages, schools, markets, and vaccinated any child that we found. We marked their pinkies with a black indelible marker, and that's how we knew if they had been vaccinated previously.
Wow. I bet that was very gratifying.
It
to participate
really was.
In something.
And that's
like
the great thing about this project is that it's a mutually beneficial project. It's not only the people that we serve that benefit, it's also the volunteers. And it's not only the project itself, it's also maybe even more so the human interaction, the cultural exchange that occurs between all of the people involved.
Right.
That's most valuable and rewarding.
So help us understand, you're looking for volunteers right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a link on our website about contacting you to find out more about it. Our website is HealthLink on Air. That's one word, healthlinkonair.org. But tell us a little bit more about the trip or the concept. It's going to be for how long? How long will people be gone for?
The next trip I'm planning for 10 days, a 10-day trip. It's going to be the end of February to the beginning of March.
How long is the trip? Meaning, how long does it take?
The flight from JFK, we take a direct flight from JFK to Accra, Ghana, and it's about 11 to 12-hour flight.
And what's it like when you're there? I mean, what are the living conditions like? I think people have all kinds of images of what it's like to live in Africa, especially in perhaps a less developed area.
Yes. So the cities are much different than the rural areas. And the rural areas are pretty much like what people would probably think of Africa as being. The people, they really have nothing. As far as
is there running
material,
water?
Sometimes there's running water, sometimes there's not. Sometimes there's electricity, sometimes there's not.
What kind of, you know, domiciles are they in? Like mud huts? What type?
So it depends on the village that you're in. Some are mud huts, some are stick homes. There's a wide variety of.
But you and your volunteers would basically situate yourselves in the city and then take trips out to these rural villages, or you live in the villages?
We live in a village. Typically what would happen is they would get us a guest home in one of the maybe larger villages. Then we would travel out a couple of hours out into the communities each day.
Are there any preparations? I mean, first let me ask you, is there an age level that you're looking for or an age range?
No, any age.
Really?
Yep.
That doesn't include teenagers, though, I would think.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. So adults.
Adults, yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you need special preparations? Does someone have to get special vaccinations or that type of thing?
There are vaccinations that you need. We go to the travel clinic and they advise us on what vaccinations are needed. You need yellow fever for sure to get into the country, and there's probably a couple other ones that people generally need before they go.
What do you think some of the biggest challenges have been already in what you've done?
The biggest challenges probably carrying all of the supplies with us to the country. It was kind of pretty difficult. So this time we're going to try to procure more supplies in the country itself once we get there. You know, of the supplies that we can do get there.
And specifically, what do you see as your goals for this particular upcoming trip? You mentioned vaccination as one goal on an earlier trip. Mm-hmm. Is there any particular goal that you said having people signed up for the
correct
their
that's
National
an, that's
Health
an,
Service?
Yes, that will be a new service that we're going to do, because that's what we found this last time, is that a lot of people weren't signed up. So if we had referred them, we found they were had hypertension and needed to seek medical care. They didn't have the insurance to be able to go and get that medical care for free, and they don't have the money.
In the little bit of time we have left, I just mm-hmm. want to ask you, so you as a pediatric nurse, are you going and basically looking at adults and making diagnoses of what their medical needs are, or do you have someone who is a trained physician, for example, helping you as well?
We didn't have a trained physician this past time. Like I said, I'm hoping to have one the next time, so we don't make diagnosis. It's a lot of screening, a lot of teaching. We were able to pick up on a lot of medical issues such as hypertension.
So what's the best part if you were trying to sell this to people as to why to go? Why would you want to go?
It's really the human interaction, the cultural exchange that occurs. Like I said, you come back with a brand new perception on life, really.
Well, I want to thank you so much. I really applaud your efforts. It's very, very impressive and inspiring. My guest has been Lori Ruprecht, a pediatric registered nurse with the Center for Development, Behavior, and Genetics at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.